What's up, Paper Cup? March 20. We're in the car just talking about how the season has changed. It's crazy, no? Parang when a chapter of your life is over, it's over. Like, there's no going back to it. Especially the feeling of it was in the other side of the world, on the other side of the world. So, coming back here to the Philippines, it's not that I hate this country. It's nothing like that. It's just parang, diba, our time there was something special. So we were talking about regret, and that ako personally, I don't regret anything. Like, I do miss it. I miss the travel. I miss the snow. I miss the weather. I miss getting to see nature and mountains, but I don't regret anything about it. And I think that's mostly because I try my best to have this awareness that when I'm in somewhere special, if I think in my mind actively that, hey, I need to enjoy and savor every moment here, or else I'll regret it in the future. If I think that, then in the future, when I think back to that moment, I'll be like, oh, I was consciously making the most of the moment, so there's nothing to regret. Parang ganun.
I think it works differently for me. I think personally, it's just like, because you are aware and because you verbalize it, I feel like I'm also doing the same thing. And I'm like, okay, I better make the most of this moment and internalize it, or else I will regret it. I feel like I'm also like a visual person, and so I'm like taking note of details, smells, the way it feels, the way the cold air, you know, just wax your face, you know. I mean, like, those things, like, when I'm super, like, I feel like I overdo it. When I internalize things, I feel like I'm just like trying to memorize the exact feeling, and so that, like, 2 months later, I can close my eyes and recreate the moment. And
it's like
feel
a mental,
like I'm there.
Mental picture, mental snapshot.
It's like not even like a snapshot. It's like a mental experience.
Like, if you can literally save every aspect,
tangible
aspect,
every
of the
tangible
memory.
Aspect with all my five senses.
Yeah.
That's
every
how I internalize things. But I do realize that whenever I do that, I stress out in that moment because I'm like, oh no, I can't remember everything. I mean, obviously you can't remember everything, but also I feel like the important part for me personally when I'm trying to internalize a moment is that I'm trying to remember, I need more than the detail, it's the feeling, the most important sensory feeling and the emotion that it made me feel. So, like, say we were in Zion and we were climbing that crazy mountain that I was scared. Crazy scared to climb. Like, it was fun. Like, I obviously, it was cool for me because I could remember that moment and laugh and just enjoy it, because I was not memorizing all the little details. I was memorizing or I was remembering.
So you're laughing back at that moment, huh?
Right now, I'm laughing back at myself.
I told you.
At myself. No, but I really did. I really did feel like I was gonna die.
Your emotions are valid.
Yes, they are super valid.
But you weren't gonna die.
You know what? There was the news came out. Someone died and slipped and died.
In Zion?
Yeah.
In Angel's Landing?
In Angel's Landing. And I was just like.
Like in the past month?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes, Zeph just sent it to me. My friend just sent it to me. See, that could have been me. That was person 11. I could have been person 2. It's not funny.
Okay, but it's not funny.
I'm laughing at it now. Just because, or not just laughing. I'm like, I look back at it and I'm like, that was a really good experience. Not because I was trying to think of all the details, but just because I remember what I was feeling. I remember the person I was with. I remember the people that were helping me out. And I feel like I can look back at that with no regret. But if you think about it, I'm wondering why we both start off like remembering things on the basis of not regretting. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, why are we living? It's a very fearful.
Yeah, it's like we're living in fear of regret. We're scared.
Yeah.
Well, I think It's just an unpleasant feeling. Well, right now, I haven't made any deeper reflection into it. But right now, it's just... It's just an unpleasant feeling. Like, I don't want to live na I regret not doing things in certain moments. Like, I don't want to live na parang, oh shucks, I regret that when we were in Joshua Tree National Park, I was just on my phone the whole time. I don't want to feel that. I want to tell myself, like, be able to tell myself that, yo, in Joshua Tree National Park, I was making the conscious decision, right, to not be on my phone the whole time, to be present in the moment, and to savor, diba, the nature and everything. And, yeah, the relationships, the memories, the conversations. Why? What are your thoughts on the fear of regret?
I mean, I'm sure it's something that all humans feel, but I feel like because we have a word for it in the Filipino language, it probably stems from somewhere. The word sayang,
waste. Wasted moment.
It's not really waste.
In terms of regret.
Like regret. It's like, how do you explain sayang, right? So for me, I've always been
Sayang National Park.
Wow, that was okay. I'll give you points for that.
Okay.
But personally, I feel like it's something that I was always afraid of, and I feel like a lot of people say about the Philippines, so much potential, but it's saya, like, but it never reaches its fullest. I mean, like, it doesn't bloom to its fullest potential. It's always like an almost, and I mean, for me, that's
it's
where
like
I
fear of saya.
Yeah, it's like it's literally a fear of saya. Like, you're not maximizing, or you're not able to do. I mean, you know, like, when people have so many dreams when they're young, but and then when they grow up, and then they don't do as well as other people think, and then people have to say, oh, they peaked in high school, or like they peaked in college, and then, you know, like it's like it feels so heavy. Like, I realize it feels so heavy, and it feels I feel so much pressure not to disappoint myself or the people around me by not reaching my full potential and not letting them say, ay, nasayang siya, or this, you know, sayang the opportunity, sayang this person, sayang. I mean, it's just sayang everything, and I hate it so much. I can pinpoint, like, when I feel it, and when I know, like, when it's valid to feel that it's sayang or when it's not. It's like I'm depending on, or other people are the reason, or are going to be the kind of like my gauge of whether or not I think this is sayang. I don't think that's right.
That's where I think the line is crossed. So when it comes to, for example, memories lang, when it comes to, but there sometimes there are healthy fears. There's a healthy fear to not touch the caldero because it's so hot, right? And you might get hurt. There's a healthy fear na you don't want to get too close to the edge of this cliff because you might fall. And I don't know, fear of the Lord, whatever. It's a conscious awareness. And so having a conscious awareness, right, that there's a negative feeling or a negative effect that you don't want to happen, just like regretting, I don't think that's unhealthy. But then once that healthy fear turns into pressure, unhealthy pressure, yeah, that's where we should watch out. Na parang, lalo na it's hanging on the thoughts of others. One thing I learned in the States talaga, it's interesting how individualistic people are there. Like, there's no chismis there.
Yeah, nobody cares what anybody else does.
Yeah, there's a huge difference. And, you know, we'll get to those topics in the future, but is there anything you wanted to say about it?
Just to balance out, like, what I'm feeling and what the truth is. I feel like, because, well, I believe,
I don't just believe in a higher power.
Sorry.
I believe in God.
Yeah. I'm just being inclusive. Labo. Okay. Yeah.
Inclusivity.
No, but we believe in God. And I kind of have to balance my emotions of sayang, because that is just subjective. Like, deeming something as sayang is subjective. When you adventure is I don't need to know what the purpose is right now, and I don't need to understand right now. Of course, it's easier said than done, but I do know that all things will work for the good of those that love Him. So whatever looks bad right now, or whatever looks like a loss, will work out for the good. Whether that comes out in this life, or whether the good, like good, yeah, or literally, because good doesn't always mean like you'll always be happy. Good doesn't always mean you'll always be like rich or stuff like that.
Yeah, they're
I mean, like it's beyond the tangible, basically.
That's true. Yeah. Anyway, we're home. We're parked. Things talaga that we can't go back on, which we were reflecting on, is the kids. So we were taking care of kids, babies, under 2 years old, all three of them. And the next time we see them, even if it will just be 2 weeks from now, they're gonna be so big, man.
Yeah.
You know how babies age so fast? Like, if it's just even just 2 weeks, is more than enough to make solid changes, you know, in their development. And then after we see them, knows, it'll be a year, you know, longer. I don't know, let's see. Yeah, it's heartbreaking. I don't regret any moment with it.
I don't.
But you know, there are moments like this, there are factors in our lives like this. Metro Manila during the pandemic, our house looks exactly the same as when we left it. Several things here in the Philippines and in Manila are exactly the same as when we left. But there are also going to be some things that are changing really, really fast. If this is your reminder today, then you know, live every moment with all you've got. Carpe diem, diba? Wow, back to OG Nate. Seize the carpe diem. That's it.
Gotta go, the ice cream's melting.
Oh yeah, that's right. Sige. As always, have a great day. See you in the next one.